I'd like to thank everybody for coming out today. Can I get a motion on the minutes?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, Keith, you're up.
Okay. The financials that are in the package, for those of you who are the executive meeting last month, with the same financials, we haven't gotten all of the, or actually, I did finally get the last statement today for September. But anyway, as of November, we had total cash and investments of $15,254,000, of which $9,841,000 is VAT related. We transferred money out of our accounts at M&T Bank to PCSB. That was mostly done in the last couple of weeks. PCSB is paying, right now it's 2.4%, and we're earning 0.05% at M&T. So that's going to add a considerable amount of income, which you'll see when we get to the budget.
Does everybody know everybody, by the way? There's a couple of new
faces. It's probably a good idea.
You want to go around the room?
I think that might be a good one.
I'll start. Tony Gonsalves, Supervisor Town of Lisboro.
Warren Lucas, Supervisor North Salem.
Chris Shaw, Council for EOH.
Tony A, Town Southeast, Supervisor.
Ellen Powell, Supervisor Tom Bedford.
Joanne Bailey, MS4 Coordinator for the Town of Holland.
Jamie McGlasson, Supervisor for the Town of Kent.
Rich Franzetti, Town Engineer, sitting in for Supervisor Michael Bavari.
Town Solar, Steve Wolfo,
Engineer.
Hey, Brad Cotty, Village Manager, Village San Marcos.
NCRC, Town Engineer for Yorktown.
Keith Giraldo, Controller for East Madison.
Corey Lapidus, Watershed Planner.
Kevin Fitzpatrick, Director of Engineering, East Madison.
Linda Matera, Office Manager for EOH.
Rich Williams, down at Patterson.
Vinny Georgia, New York City. Oh, Vinny, you snuck in. Look at that beard. It looks better in person.
That is exceptional.
What?
I knew you'd like it.
No, I rolled my eyes when I said that. It's okay, but when you start stroking it like this, I get nervous. I expect the coons and the guns to come at me.
Is it too sinister?
I'm impressed. I can't go.
Whenever we ask him for money, he starts doing this.
Yes.
All right, Keith.
With every 75 basis points the Fed increases, it adds $52,000 to our bottom line. So that's looking a lot better than it has been. We've put out the lease for renewal. That's also in the package there. There's been no change to the lease terms.
You talk about the building.
The building lease.
So it's still the same price?
Same price. I'm pretty happy with that.
Interesting.
Because I expected a significant increase because the building lease includes all utilities, the heat and water.
It was about $42,000 a year or something.
That's why I'm freezing.
It's about $42,000 a year or something like that.
Yeah, $3,500 a month.
There was a little. There is a little utility adjustment.
Well, they have the option to make a utility adjustment, but they have not done that any time that I'm aware of.
Well, they're listening to the meetings, just so you know.
Okay. Probably.
So it's too cheap, and it needs to go higher, is what you said.
All right, any other questions on the building lease? Can I get a motion to approve the building lease?
There's a resolution.
Excuse me?
There's a resolution.
All right, let's move the resolution.
I don't have anything else for the financials, so we can.
Well,
you're going to talk about the budget.
Warren, moving the resolution. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, that was fast. Anyway, there's a resolution.
Now you want to talk about the budget?
Go over a couple of things in the budget. Everybody has the sheet, it looks like this. Pretty straightforward. Really just a couple of things just to point out. I think one of them was mentioned. The first line where it says funding New York City DEP, the DEP didn't give us that money, it's the DEC, we know that. So that's a little change.
It's a DEC grant.
Yes, yes. Through the state budget, which we got from somebody in Burdick and Central Park.
That's the sewer thing.
Yeah. The other big thing on the income side is simply the what Keith was just talking about, the interest income. It's about the fourth line down. We have it set at 250,000. It's probably going to be more than that. And they're paying interest on absolutely everything. So Keith moved all the money over to Putnam County Savings Bank, which was pretty good. I think we had asked M&T whether they were going to change the interest. The answer was no, not really.
They said it
went
from 0.01 to
0.05. I know, yes, it went up a little bit. But these guys are paying pretty impressive rates, so I'm expecting that'll probably be more. I mean, that'll be another 300 plus thousand. Not another, but it'll be $300,000+. You know, some of the things like on project construction, a lot of this is guesstimates. We take the money out of cash. If we spend it, we take it out. If we don't spend it, it stays in cash. Do you have any comments about the $6.2 million?
No, nothing hard. Like as Warren said, it's an estimate because all the timelines for all the construction design are fluid, depending on when they hit in the year. But as we're looking to close out the 10-year program very soon, we expect to have a very active start to the season already, start to the new year. So I think it's a fair number for right now.
The other is the personal, which is salaries, health insurance, and everything else. That's up a little bit. We haven't made any decisions on that, but we use things like 10% of health insurance. We don't know what it is yet. They use NYSHIP, which is what we all use. There's an 8% COLA adjustment there. We haven't made a decision on that either. And the rest of it's pretty straightforward. It's not changing. The legal bill hasn't gone up either. No? I guess we won't say it needs to go up, right?
You know, not unless you undertake some really significant different projects.
Okay. And again, the insurance, I think, is a little bit of a guess at this point. What'd you go up, or was it
5%, 10%? In there for price increases on insurance, but the only one that's really significantly potential is the pollution insurance, and that one's still out for them to price for us.
So there's nothing really unexpected in here, I think. We still have to, on the salaries, again, there's 8% in here. We haven't, again, made those decisions yet, but that's something we're going to have to talk about, I guess. And the expenditures, again, we can look at them on the next page. The cash will end up going from about $15 million this year down to about $8 million. When's the next, there's some more money we're getting from the Fed, I think, isn't there? After we spend it down a couple of years?
Anytime we spend it down.
Yeah, we have to hit a certain milestone first before we would receive the next round of funding for the Fed.
But we have money still left that we're going to end up getting.
In theory, we could still get another, I believe it's 15, right? Yeah, another 15 million. But if we don't use that 15 million, even if we were to receive it, it still would return to the DEP. Any amount of that contract that we do not put in the budget goes back to the DEP.
So my only point was from a cash point of view, this is where we are. But I don't know if you have that reflected any place on any money that would be coming in from Fed. And I don't remember exactly the trigger, where we need to be for the trigger.
Maybe
you
just have
that
projects to justify it.
It's we have to have a certain amount of projects within the Fed basins themselves, which are starting in the Northwest, Boyd's Corner, West Branch, Croton Falls, and Cross River. We have to meet a threshold of projects within those areas, and not necessarily projects, but spending in those areas.
So we can just talk just a little bit. The reason I kind of brought it up is 15 million to 8 million cash. We've gone through 7. It kind of looks like we have about a year more to go before we're out of cash, but there's additional cash potentially that's coming in.
Sure.
That's why
it's
I brought it up.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's an additional 7 million. It's not an additional 15.
Okay. Oh, 15 sounds good. Right. But, that's why I asked Vinny if he knew, because I figured he would know that number. Anybody with a beard like that would definitely know that.
And he's over there stroking it.
He's hiding it.
Does anybody have any questions? What do you want to do with the budget? Is there a resolution to approve the budget? And then we'll have to go back. I assume on the COLA stuff, I'll have to go back and approve the individual salaries that we've done at a later date.
Do you want to just a motion? Is that what you
usually do? That's what we usually do is motion.
So I'll make a motion to approve the budget as delivered, with the only change, minor change in the comment area, the first one being DEC, which I think you've already made.
Yes. Second?
With discussion, I thought, Warren, you mentioned that the you mentioned that the pollution one might change.
Yes.
So that's something.
Well, we have 10% in here for that. Okay. I don't know if that's going to be enough. You know, we also have a potential little problem over at Peach Lake. Have they gotten back to you, Tony? We put in some of those catch basin inserts, and it happened to, we had Ida, and so we had, I think it was Ida.
Before Ida.
Yeah, it was a big storm. Anyway, one of the DOT catch basins failed, and of course, it's our fault. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, if anything goes to the insurance, that may jack a little bit of liability up. I'm unsure, but at this point, I think we have enough in there. Right now, you have about $5,000 more, which is what, 12-13% maybe, so, okay. Mm-hmm. 13% more. So I think we're okay, but if we do, I'll have to amend that a little bit.
Just wanted to make sure we're voting on this right now to move forward, so if it's covered, it's covered, we're good.
Yeah, I think
then
so.
Then second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Kevin, do you want to talk about the sanitary wastewater issues?
Sure.
Everybody has a resolution in front of us?
Over the summer, we went out to RFP, or advertisement for proposals from design firms regarding the wastewater study, which has been put together over the past calendar year or so. The funding has been discussed already. It's coming from New York State. And we had three responses to the RFP. The review committee for the executive committee has recommended that we move forward and award the contract to Woodard and Curran in the amount of $227,000. We discussed this previously at the executive committee meeting and elected to bring it to the board for award today. Copies of the RFP have been sent up to the state for comment or review.
That go to like Tom Snow or somebody?
It's Tom Snow and the manager of our contract as well through New York State. And no comments to date from them. But Woodard & Curran is comfortable moving forward with the contract as provided to them.
Great. And we'll note that the resolution is subject to approval of the award by DEC. We need formal approval under the terms of the grant agreement. So it will be subject to that.
Okay.
And I'll also note that we have included a pay when paid provision in the agreement because unlike our...
What does that mean?
It means that it can only be paid from the proceeds of the grant because I can't obligate you to pay in advance of having the funds to pay it from the approved source. So it's an unusual provision. So we asked Woodard and Curran
to look at that. Were they okay with it?
Well, they're okay with it, yeah. What they don't want to see happen is, you know, here's $227,000 at the end.
Right.
Of the contract.
And so it's on us to keep up with the reimbursement schedule, which, you know, I'm sure you guys will do.
Yeah, and we have the opportunity within our contract with New York State to set up a advance payment schedule.
Yeah.
So I'm discussing that with them so that we can keep a positive flow of cash coming in and pay what occurred on time.
The first grant advance was processed by the New York State on 9/16. Just waiting for check to come.
Yeah. So, you know, does that have to go through the entire the state controller's office and all the other stuff? Or were the phase?
So that's why we want to.
You know, when I was doing the sewer district down in there, I had an agreement with them because I couldn't handle the cash flow. That if we approved it on a Thursday, I had to check on the following Monday, and that it could be onerous if it has to go through the entire process. There has to be a faster way of.
They've signed the grant contract, so they should be once they have the grant contract, they should have the funds encumbered, so they should be able to fund things. It shouldn't need that every single time, because the grant contract has to be signed by the comptroller and the AG and so forth when DEC signs it. But DEC signed the grant contract, so they've already been through that process.
Now, for us, because we're going to have a fair amount of extra interest income and stuff, there isn't any reason why we couldn't pay in advance of getting the money.
We don't have any money that's authorized to invest for this.
So there's nothing even interest money. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Right. That's why we wanted to make sure we were setting the contract appropriately.
Is there a time frame to complete this thing?
Yeah.
The state wants it done fairly fast. In fact, the state would like it done real fast because, I know you can comment in a second, but Assemblyman Harkin wanted to get it back in next year's budget, more money, and so he wanted it spent. So when he goes back, he said they've spent it, we need more, and I don't know what the more would be, but we're not quite there.
That's why I asked the question is we're trying to figure out if we even have enough money to pay somebody. We don't even know if it's going through due process with the budgeting for the controller's office in the state.
No. So they've approved the grant agreement. We have a signed grant agreement.
Right, but we can't pay anything.
So
the issue
requested
is
requested in advance of funds. So even before we give them a notice to proceed, we want to get the advance of funds in our hands so that we would be able to make the first payment when it becomes due.
Correct.
So we need to keep ahead of them. So we haven't signed a contract with Witter yet, obviously. You guys have to approve it. And then, you know, we'll get a contract signed after we get the DEC's approval. So all that has to happen before we can give them a notice to proceed. So I wouldn't give them a notice to proceed until,
right, you had money in
hand. Cash, right? Which is in process, right?
Right, which is what Warren was referring to with the process, was going for full process, part process, right? So, and there's a time frame on this, and we want to get it done. Is there a way that Harkin can get the process done faster for us?
Well, here's my thought about when I said, you know, he would like it done so we can go back. He could always try to put something in the budget and say they have it encumbered. I think for us, it's beneficial to have this there, and we would need it done before CWSRF funds deadline next year, right? So when we put something in and say, hey, we're going for more money for this, that, or the other, here's the study that says we need the money, right? That was his goal. So that's probably September of next year is when that's probably, I think it was September 23rd this year, something like that.
You're also going to take the work product here, right? And it's going to be applications, not just to the SRO. You know, there's going to be WEA applications, there's going to be WQIE applications, right?
So we'd like it before those dates, and I don't know what else is WQIP in June or something, or?
No, it's later, actually. It's like September. Yeah. You need a little more time on that.
Yeah. So I think they're all September.
They're not all September. So some of the water and wastewater are in September.
Yeah.
There are other grants that, you know, are due June, end of July.
Exactly.
Yeah,
as part of the CFA process, I think is where they're all in September.
Okay, so we would like we'd like the study done before then.
Sure, but look, ideally, sure. But if they've identified even a couple of top priority projects, right, you could take that. You know, even in a draft summary, that's enough to get to a start. I mean, part of the review, looking at it, was just what we're getting is an end product. Right? Yes, we're getting an end product that's 30,000 feet. There's still going to need to be some more engineering done.
There's going to be a lot of engineering done. They're doing really like an external design on this.
So look, the bottom line in all this is that we all understand we want to get this done as quickly as possible, and we're going to be diligent in trying to get that done. But everybody needs to understand there's a lot of questions going into this study that the consultants are going to be reaching out to the towns, trying to get answers for, trying to pull data together. So it may take a little bit of time, but we are going to move on as expeditiously as we can.
Yeah,
get it done.
I think for the towns in northern Westchester, the NWEA, NWW, Westchester Watership, we put something. Every town had their own documents, right? We pulled it together, and we went up and talked to the EFC a number of years ago. And that's the type of detail they need. They need, you know, estimated costs. They need, you know, project scope, that type of stuff. They're not going to be doing the design. And so whatever we have, we need to be able to give them fairly rapidly. They're going to pull together. If you remember the Fed one that they did for us a few years ago, it's about the same amount of money, I think, 260 grand, I can't remember. And that went up. I actually had it made in book form with the person, the DBC that was responsible for all the projects. I had her name on the outside of the book because she sent it to them on a CD. It goes in her drawer. The book went right on her. It was sitting right on the desk in front of her the entire time. So hopefully it helped us with the Fed money that we got. But yeah, it's going to be that type of document.
It's going to, yeah. I mean, there's a little more. I've been through a number of those. I've applied for WIN and QIP and not gotten it, and then turned around and reapplied and got it. But there's an engineering report. There's a little more. I mean, there's going to be submissions. They're not.
But it's going to be what we give them for $300,000 if they're doing 16 different projects. What? You know, figure out what you're going to get at whatever the, you know, 20 grand or 15 grand a project. They're not going to be going into much detail.
Right. No,
so it's dependent on us to get back to them with, this is what we have.
It should be enough to make the application.
Any other discussion?
Ooh. Actually, you were going to say something before I opened my mouth. So I don't know what's said.
Do you remember back that far?
I was a younger man.
Okay, we have a resolution awarding the RFP. Can awesome. I get a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And it's back to you.
All right. So the project update sheet is a running table that is a snapshot of all the active projects. As many of you know, to update you on what we are currently sitting at is 672 kilograms. We are starting construction projects this fall in the amount of about another 57 kilograms with the intention of by mid-spring to have a big swing of 125 kilograms worth of projects in active construction. So we are hitting the winter and spring fairly hard. It's a delay and such a big group of those projects for the spring because many of them involve plantings or work with asphalt, which at this point isn't in our best interest to open up a roadway and have that sore sitting there for the winter, or have a project sitting at 90% complete with plantings to be done in April. So we postponed many of those, and those are on a strong timeline to get done and at least started in spring and take advantage of the next planting.
Could I ask the logic of project year? I that's the year where it says year 8, 2019, year 10. What is that?
That refers to the year work plan that got submitted to the state for review. So every year we look to send whatever group of projects we feel are in the best interest of the corporation to complete for that calendar year or start, and that's what that refers to.
Now I see we have some catch basin inserts, and they'll work in some places very well, like we have. There's maybe some other places as we discussed. I assume everything here is kind of embedded.
Correct. Yeah, everything's been vetted and looked at hard to make sure that we're, in every case, regardless of the retrofit, that we're using the right retrofit for the right spot. This, in total, but the reason for me bringing up these numbers in particular was that's going to bring us to about 850 kilograms likely in the summer of 2023. Our goal is 920, and there will still be two major projects left over that actually will help us exceed that goal.
When are we supposed to have the number finished by? When's our virtual year 10 or whatever?
That was December 31st, 2021, I believe.
No. That's our real 10-year. When's our virtual 10?
A corrective action plan has been submitted to New York State. They've looked at where we are with everything, and they haven't given us now you have to meet that number by this date instead. It's just continue working towards it, get that goal, and complete it. And then as you all know, as part of the new permit, which is under debate and adjustment right now with the New York State stormwater,
there will be a new goal for us to reach and to continue doing stormwater retrofit projects, but that has not been set as of right now.
There was a draft document with TMDL numbers. Nobody's seen a copy of it. I know Tom told me about it quite a while ago.
Yeah, I believe it didn't make it out once more pushback occurred on the new permit that was to arrive. So once we hit our 920 number without that permit in place, we have to change gears a little bit in what we're doing, or make sure that our funding agreements are adjusted, because our current funding agreements do not allow us to exceed 920 kilograms and continue on working on projects. We cannot have an effort of, you know, a best faith effort to continue doing stormwater retro projects past 920 kilograms, because there's no mandate in place right now for us. So I bring this up because the board of directors has to keep this in mind as we're moving forward over the next few months. If we need to make adjustments to the Westchester County contracts, Putnam County contracts, FAD contracts, that's something that needs to begin preferably soon.
So they tell us we're supposed to hit our targets, but
right.
They tell us we can't go over our target?
Well, if we have a project that brings us to 950, let's say, that's fine. You know, no one's going to expect us to hit 920 on the dot, but once we hit that 950, there's no more stormwater retrofit projects, because we've already...
The problem is there's no permit to authorize the additional...
Correct.
Phosphorus reduction.
Right.
Right.
I can live with that.
I can think of a few people at the table that...
Listen, I could live with that too, but you know it's not going to stay that
way. No, but I just don't understand. I mean, they've let us slip. Our five-year ended up being 6 years, let's say.
Sure.
They let us slip a little bit because we started going. I don't know why we just couldn't go over the number. Just keep on going.
Because of our funding.
Because the funding agreements only authorize a specific phosphorus reduction.
Kevin?
Yes.
Is it when it's completed? I guess my point being, right, can you start to spend a little more time and effort on design of what's going to be next rather than completing the project? So you want me to sort of artificially keep that number just below? You've got a bunch of stuff you lined up in the pipeline design ready to go, so that when it does come through, we don't waste that time.
So I think we can design for this permit term, right? And then pick and choose what we're going to construct.
Right. Yes.
And we got Vinny in the room.
I think that's right. I mean, the agreement said you're as much as 10 projects, so I mean, that's what you can work on.
Right.
I think you can't design anything even for subsequent years.
Right.
If we can get confirmation on that, because that wasn't my understanding, that we wouldn't, you know, if we design things and have enough in the hopper to reach 1,200, let's say, are you saying that that is acceptable, or that we just?
I think you're getting into a gray area.
Right.
Gray's good. That's not a no.
Got
to look at a price.
Right. So
I would not be able to answer that question with any degree of certainty. I would say be very careful.
Well, we're still designing things that are we're still designing things that are in the current work plan, right? We're not going outside the current work plan, right?
I'm just looking at these numbers, to be honest with you, and if you're supposed to take 900 or something and you have 1,200 or 1,300 worth of projects, that I don't know if that would be an issue just to begin with.
Well, can you ask?
But they don't all work.
I could ask. I'm not sure I'd be able to get your firm answer.
Right, but so I think we have to have a certain amount of good faith here. I mean, they don't all work, right? So Kevin's not spinning his wheels. He's working as best he can towards the projects that he can make work. Sometimes we've got a great project that is in all our best interests, and we can't get approval for it from the owners, right? So,
I
think we have to just keep working in good faith. I don't think anybody's talking about, let's just sort of keep planning for the next phase when we shouldn't really be doing that.
And I'm just saying, I can't tell you if 1,000 or 1,200 or 1,500 is the acceptable number, and I doubt I'd be able to go and get you an answer to that question, so I would just be careful.
Right.
Doing,
which is absolutely,
pass a laugh test if you have to justify that this was backup projects for years 1 through 10.
Right. And I bring it up now because it's a conversation that has to begin with the DEP and with whomever else.
We're assuming we're not going to have the DEC permit out next year, right? that's exciting.
I would anticipate that we're going to see that DEC permit come out soon.
Well, this time in 4 years, so.
Maybe 5 weeks from now.
You think so? Oh, good.
Yeah.
So you know it's about 5 weeks from now?
No,
I don't. You don't want to rush it out.
I don't want to rush it out, especially the last two iterations of that permit were just god awful.
Would it help if some of us actually called them up and got on a call and said, "Hey guys, rather than you throwing something out again that we just don't like, wouldn't it be better if we sat down and said, this we can get done?"
That has been suggested to them by not just us here east of Hudson, but by coalitions across the state.
Yep.
We should talk about the permit before you just dump something on us. Unfortunately, they're not talking to the stormwater coalitions. They're talking to other people.
Because it would have been more productive use of everybody's time if they had the conversation with us out of the gate, rather than...
Well, who's the person we talked to last time?
Rather than what they did, they came up with a bunch of theories that came up with stuff that sounds good in a book or a theory, but not in real world application. Mm. So we pushed back because we said, this is what this means and we can't do this.
Yeah.
Without breaking a tax cap. So we went back, they heard us, they went back and they went to the drawing board again. Came back with another issue. We issued all the responses.
I'm familiar, I just.
Yeah. And we'll issue more responses again if it's for the same level of criteria that we can't adhere to, that we're not be able to meet, right? So we'll write diatribes of 500 pages of comments to them and say, guys, fix it. And, this could be a perpetual thing until they want to sit down and talk to us or talk to coalitions.
I'm also wondering, Ken, I don't know if, as we look at this, some of the stuff that you've got designed, right, or the stuff that we're working on, right, if it's a lower phosphorus reduction number, we say, hey, look, yeah, we can do this, but, we've also thought about, back to the earlier part of this conversation, that we've got a better design here that gets us more phosphorus removal, so we're looking at this project rather than something that does 4 or 5 kilograms. We found something that we think is better for a modification because we can get 20 kilograms in reduction.
Right. Yeah. That's always under consideration.
Right. We're trying to, respond to various folks in DNC. We're still trying to get the biggest bang for the buck always.
Yes.
Would anybody mind, would it make sense for the numbers to come out before the permit? Saying, here are your new numbers, we have to figure out the...
Tom Snow said he had the TMDL plan ready to go.
I understand that, that's
months,
what I'm saying.
And months ago, and there's no reason for him to hold it back. It was
unless
his
there's something
choice.
Spectacular coming out.
Right, it was his choice to hold it back till after the permit got done. I'm not exactly sure why.
Yeah, because if that came out and said, here's your years 10 through 15, we'd be fine. Potentially, at least we'd have something to discuss.
Right, but that's
why. Would anybody mind if I call them up and just ask them?
You can certainly call them, ask them, but at the end of the day, remember, he can release those, here's what your obligation is, but without the permit, there's no real obligation, there's no legal obligation.
No.
That's probably why you won't release it.
Yeah.
And the conversations we've all had, he says the same thing. You can anticipate things are going to be pretty much the same as they were years 1 through 10.
Yeah.
Any other discussion on the projects?
Just a question on the 950 kilograms. Is that tied to the term of the agreement?
So the 920 is just shy of that is our goal for the original permit that came out. That covered 10 years for the stormwater program.
Right.
So our funding agreements are all tied to that 920. Specifically, design and construction efforts complete the 10-year program for the retrofit.
Right. So in theory, that number resets after the 10 years?
Or goes down.
Yeah. We
so
don't.
Every town has a number. I forget mine is 19.2 kilograms. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
And they added up in aggregate to that.
Okay.
Right.
Got it.
So the anticipation is that the DEC is going to come down and say, do that all over again, basically.
Right.
Over X amount of years. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's what we would think is going to come. But it's all the document that they're referring to, the TMDL document, is what's going to give us our road map and tell us exactly what it is.
Okay.
It wasn't 10-year, though.
Let's talk about O&M.
Sure. We have been actively scurrying about the watershed looking at all your projects, and you should expect to see notices from our office as to some touch-ups that can be done on some sites. It's our hope that everybody will be able to address those this calendar year, heading into 2023 fresh. As you all know, all bills should be submitted, all documentation should be submitted to us before the end of the calendar year. The sooner you get it to us, the better, so that we're not processing every single town all within the first week of January. It makes it a lot easier for the staff here if we could see some of those documents start coming in. But we'll reach out to all individual municipalities for any specific projects we think need a little update or our work, and we hope that everybody continues to keep hammering away and taking care of it.
Did you find any things that were problems?
Big problems? Well, you know, one thing that we've seen everywhere in every single town, we haven't had any water this entire calendar year. It hasn't really rained too much. This is a fantastic opportunity for anybody who can to get their excavators out there and start removing silt and any buildup within the ponds. A lot of these ponds have been in there for well over 5 years, some even 10. So with the complete lack of rain that we've had, this is a great chance to get out there and just do some cleaning.
Fortunately, I think that ship sailed.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty dry.
It's still pretty dry.
It's went out last week and a lot of stuff are still
not in my house, it's not.
There's quite a few that we can see the silt deposits that probably were covered in stormwater.
That storm we had a couple of weeks ago, I think, Tony, you said you had a couple inches. I had 7 inches in my town.
Wow.
It all got sucked in, but, you know, there was a lot of water.
So in general, that's across the board. I think that everybody will be able to do something like that, and we'll... other than those, there are a few that have build up of, say, need a vac truck to come out and revisit it more often that we think need to be addressed. But we're going to come up with a complete schedule and write up for every town to make sure that something gets done if we feel as though it needs like extra effort.
Questions? All right, everybody has the proposed meeting schedule for 2023. I hope you've all had a chance to go through it. Anybody have any issues with the meeting schedule?
I'm busy. Yeah,
through it?
Is this good. Is that like
August 24th is not good for me.
Do you want to amend it to any other day? Do you want us to come back?
Oh,
and
yeah. Okay. No. This year I'm
writing on it now, Warren. You got me. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any director have any other business they wish to bring up at this time? Any questions? Any comments?
When's our next meeting this year?
Next week.
The 27th of October is the executive committee.
Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all for coming.